Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stroke of luck, Lee, for the Democrats. They just caught the Brown University shooter, who it turns out, shockingly, is also the MIT murderer. Something police said earlier this week was not the case, is the case. That this Somali Democrat fraud, record-breaking, as far as I can tell. Largest ever theft from the federal government that I can find. If you could find bigger than $9 billion, let me know. And it may be more. $18 billion between 2018 and basically now, Lee, funneled just into Minnesota. No wonder our poor children are broke.
Yeah.
Minnesota ain't a big state. They, federal prosecutor there, Joe Thompson, says at least half was stolen. And they're not even, they didn't even hide it. He explained that, that what's so shocking about this fraud, he said, we have a very small team here. We are very limited in what we can do in terms of investigation. He's like, every day we uncover another 50 million. Take a listen to him yesterday trying to break it to the country just how shocking this is.
I mean, it's a relatively small team or a relatively small U.S. attorney's office. And every day we look under a rock and find a new $50 million fraud scheme. That shouldn't be the case in a state of our size. You know, what we aren't seeing here, traditional Medicare or Medicaid fraud is people overbilling, upcoding. So you're instead of billing for a service with a relatively modest reimbursement, you claim to be providing a higher dollar value service, and you get more Medicaid payments or reimbursements that you should be entitled to. That's traditional. You may be getting 20% more. You're padding your bills. What we see here is that's not what we're looking at. What we're seeing is programs that are just entirely fraudulent. These aren't companies that are providing some services but overbilling Medicare or Medicaid. These are companies that are providing essentially no services. They're essentially shell companies created to defraud the program, created to submit on a wholesale level fraudulent claims for services that aren't necessary and aren't provided.
Now, remember why this was so scandalous and why the Somali community rightly is getting blamed for this? Because it's not just 24 of them. I think there's 6 more now that have, that are guilty of this, came out overnight. Let's remember, 1 in 6 Somali children in Minnesota, the highest rate in the nation, is diagnosed autistic, because they get $500 to $1,500 a month for each one of them. So they very much involved the Somali immigrant community in the fraud. There were actual payouts. And it's going to be interesting to find out the details of this. That press conference yesterday, just jaw-dropping in every way, Lee. Here he is, the Minnesota U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson.
Among the $18 billion, I know you said it's a significant amount that is fraud. Is it a majority? Is it up to half? How much of it is legitimate?
I don't make these generalizations in a hasty way. So when I say a significant amount, I'm talking in the order of half or more. When I look at the claims data and the providers, I see more red flags than I see legitimate providers, and overwhelmingly so.
So you're saying you have reason to believe more than half of that $18 billion likely represents fraud?
I'm saying that's very possible, yes.
Shockingly.
It should make every American taxpayer furious. I don't care what your political affiliation is. Every American taxpayer should be furious about this, and they ought to get some answers. And, you know, if this winds up being something where state officials are indicted, so be it. But this is the kinds of thing that just makes you not want to pay any taxes and not to want to participate in anything that the government has anything to do with. This is just infuriating.
It may come to that if Democrats get back in power. I mean, I tweeted that yesterday. It went viral. And it was just a comment I put on there, and I'll read you what I put, because this is really where we are as Americans. What Americans need to understand, once Democrats, okay, believed they had permanent control of the FBI, the DOJ, and the Minnesota courts, and social media, they had the FBI also censoring inside social media, it was Katie by the door. They robbed federal taxpayers blind, and they let their Somali voters do it too. And Americans have got to understand, going forwardly, when Democrats win, they will loot on an industrial scale. That's what this is. If you look at the problem they've had in Russia, for instance, we still use the word oligarch. Why? Because when you have total control of all systems, when one party does, right, you get incredible corruption. Government becomes like a gun. It's an instrument to steal from the people. And so, even though the Soviet Union, the communist control part of it collapsed, the control of organized crime over the Russian system, the Russian government, the Russian people, it still exists today. Mm-hmm. That's how dug in it gets. And we're seeing it in blue states, Lee. That's why I call them post-American territories with post-American judicial systems. They thought they couldn't get caught. And I'm not just speculating. I read it in the pages of the New York Times. Critics of the Walz administration, Tim Walz, this is from the New York Times, say that the fraud persisted partly because state officials were fearful of alienating the Somali community in Minnesota. And then they interviewed this guy, Pakia, who is the attorney for some of the defendants in the fraud cases, convicted defendants. He said, and I quote, in the New York Times, some involved became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud. No one was doing anything about the red flags, he said. It was like someone was stealing money from the cookie jar and they just kept refilling it. In other words, even the fraudsters felt that the Democrats wanted them to do this. That's new, okay? That's positively Soviet. This is not fraud like we've always seen it. And that's why the scale's so big. They literally thought Donald Trump's going to prison for the rest of his life. They had Arctic Frost going on the other side. They thought they were going to put the entire GOP leadership, all of the ecosystem, including the Speaker of the House who they were spying on, in prison. They thought they had this thing wrapped up. And that's why Kamala Harris herself, in another example of this, and I just want to show you the mentality here, drove that $7 billion with a B dollar check to Maryland, dropped it off personally from the Inflation Reduction Act. To who? To a green nonprofit. What did they do with it? They passed it to four more green nonprofits, every one of them taking a 15 to 25% cut, every one of them run by people in Democrat orbit. By the time you got to the end of it, it was gone. Lee Zeldin had to track the money down. He still doesn't have it all. He's gotten some of it back. He's the current EPA administrator. They even wrote the contracts, Lee, forbidding the government from chasing the money all the way through the bank accounts. That's looting. Mm-hmm. It's not fraud like we've always seen. One bad guy steals from the government. It, you know, happened all throughout American history. That's not what this is. This is new. And Americans need to wake up, because we will, if we allow this, we will get to where we're going to have to stop paying taxes to avoid being robbed blind. I mean, look at the news. 4.5, just the last few weeks, Dr. Oz, 4.4 million fraudulent Obamacare insurance policies.
Just think about how much money that is involving.
35% of Obamacare fraud. That came from him, too. Let me play this. This is Elon Musk 5 weeks ago now on Joe Rogan. He must have known this was coming. Talking about how they're doing the same thing with the Medicaid money in California.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But they, what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care.
And
New York and California.
And he was saying they're handing these out to illegal immigrants mainly. That's California. We haven't heard about that yet. Steve Hilton from Fox News is looking into that. He estimates the fraud at $100 billion. Same thing, defrauding this Medicaid money. Just taking it in cash. Doesn't even have anything to do with medical procedures.
Makes
this
you wonder,
is a problem.
Well, it makes you wonder, and as you've already said, maybe we don't even need to be in debt in this country.
I'm not sure we do.
That this debt is all, much of it is probably fraudulent. That should never have happened.
I mean, you're in $8 billion at least just in Minnesota. And I mean, look at the headlines in recent days. I mean, recent weeks. I mean, you've got Dr. Oz in another case. He's the head of the Medicaid and Medicare centers. That's why we're talking about him. Saying, hey, look, I found just in the last couple of months $1 billion of fraud still going on during the Trump administration across six Democrat states. So he's found the Obamacare. He's found that fraud. We've got 700,000 fake food stamp accounts that were shut down. 700,000. Now what are we learning? Last 48 hours, what do we learn? Massive, massive immigrant food stamp scams, where they're basically, you know, they have whole scams going to get cash for food stamps, basically. That's going to run at least into the hundreds of millions. Now, the good part is this is year one of the Trump administration, but I forecast, and I've been saying this before, even any of this, we're going to find fraud on such an industrial, catastrophic scale by the Democrat Party and Democrat-aligned interests, Lee. It is going to literally psychologically realign Americans' relationship with their government. We will be having serious discussions about en masse not paying federal taxes. It will be that bad, mark my words. And if we don't, by the way, have those discussions, then the country's lost. Because every time they take office from now on, they're going to loot. That's what this proves.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Even the New York Times admits it. Democrats in Minnesota, including Governor Tim Walz, let the Somalis rob Americans blind. We've got this problem in America right now, okay? It's massive. We need to begin to look at it this way. As you head into wild, lawless, blue post-American territories, you don't go to Washington to sign up for welfare benefits. Maybe we need to start. Because in the lawless blue territories, you sign up for your federal benefits there, whether it's Medicaid, all kinds of other programs, SNAP, they are committing absolutely massive fraud. I mean, I just had the audio the other day from Michigan. You can sign up for a whole plethora of welfare benefits there with only your name and your birthday. At the end, they had a hearing on it under oath. At the end of the 27-page application, where you don't even need a Social Security number, you know what there is? The box that you have to check to vote, to register to vote. And guess what? It won't turn in the welfare application unless you check the box. Voter fraud and benefits fraud are connected. The Democrats have built a system for fraud at the local level. They're doing the federal signups. That's where this is coming from. This is, and you look at it, Michigan, what are they doing? They are, it's 14 Medicaid programs. They have stolen at least $9 billion. We learned that overnight. Why? Because they're given the ability to administer federal programs locally. Even the New York Times admits, yeah, they knew what was going on. They let them. Do you remember when the local bureaucrats there in Minnesota tried to stop it? They went to Tim Walz. He retaliated against them. Some of them got fired. Why? They loved their fraud. I guarantee you, we're going to find this money in Act Blue. We're going to find Democrats got their cut. Trust me. It's not just the Somalis. Folks, we're going to find by the end of the Trump administration, you know, all those tens of millions of dollars of donations to Act Blue that are a dollar here, $2 there. And there's literally tens of millions of them. And people, they've gone to their house and said, hey, why'd you donate 26,000 times to the Democrats? And they're like, I didn't. I'm a Republican. I've never donated to anybody. Well, yeah, you did. Here it is right here. They're laundering the money. That's why. They're laundering the money. This is a massive looting and laundering operation. It is astronomically incalculable. And you know who knows it? The Minnesota U.S. Attorney, Joe Thompson, who's got to be kind of on the down low about it. But he's saying this is going to shatter Americans. And he's talking about Minnesotans too, the relationship with their government.
Among the $18 billion.
Wait, that's the wrong one. Here we go. Sorry.
It's not just about the money that's been stolen and wasted. This is a problem that's caused all of us to question what kind of state we live in. I think it's eroded our sense of collective statewide self-esteem and confidence. This fraud really calls into question all of that. I know that it's gone on. It's been allowed to go on far too long. And we need to do whatever we can to stop it in its tracks.
Did you catch that part? It's not just the fraud and these people, several dozen who've been arrested. It's that it was allowed to go on. He's read the New York Times article.
It's gone on. It's been allowed to go on far too long. And we need to do whatever we can to stop it in its tracks.
New York Times again. Critics of the Walz administration say the fraud persisted partly because state officials were fearful of alienating the Somali community in Minnesota. Mr. Pakia, attorney who represented the now convicted Somali fraudsters, who has also represented the other defendants in the fraud cases, said to the New York Times, and I quote, some involved became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing the fraud. A state run entirely by Democrats. What do we have here? Americans need to begin to understand this. This is not crime. It's not fraud. Not like you're thinking. This is something that is very common in authoritarian regimes, but we've never seen it here before until now. Once Democrats believed they had permanent control of the FBI, the DOJ, and the lawless Minnesota Blue Territory courts, they robbed federal taxpayers blind. And they let their Somali voters do it too. And Americans must understand that going forward, when Democrats win, they will loot on an industrial scale. They take the fact that you would even vote for them after this as a sign you are so stupid that they need to take money from you. That is where we are. This is, again, the federal prosecutor.
It's gone on. It's been allowed to go on far too long. And we need to do whatever we can to stop it in its tracks.
It's been allowed. See how low-key it's been allowed to go on for too long? He's talking about Democrats. But folks, did you hear this? Tim Walz, thank God, isn't the vice president. Can you imagine the looting they'd be doing right now? We'd be helpless. Absolutely robbed blind by this party. Tim Walz was at a fundraiser last week. He knows about this $9 billion fraud, okay? He knows all about it. His own workers, state workers tried to blow the whistle and he fired some of them. Retaliated against us. He knows how much it is. Because I knew last week, Garrett Tenney had gotten it and reported it. Tim Walz knows. He goes to the fundraiser. Media is barred from it. Goes to the fundraiser. He thinks it's just him and his fellow Democrats. And you know what he says? He says he values the Somali community, wants to bring more of them to Minnesota, and wants to expand the programs that were defrauded. That's after learning about the billions stolen. They have no intention of any kind of stopping, y'all. None whatsoever. They're just taking a break from the theft. I'm trying to find it because I got the audio here. No, I can't. Darn it. I wanted to play it for you. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Stop the music. You got to hear this. 17 seconds. Tim Walz, when he thinks no reporter is recording him, a reporter actually snuck in. Here it is.
The antidote to that is positive actions to improve lives that go against what they're trying to do. So instead of demonizing our Somali community, we're going to do more to welcome more in and welcome people there. Instead of
We're going to do more to welcome more Somalis in. And instead of cutting those programs, we're going to enhance them. We just learned from the prosecutor that more than half the money was fraud. You're going to enhance them? What is he saying? This is why he doesn't want reporters in there. We're not stopping. Y'all all go get a cut. We're not stopping. This is a lawless blue territory. And as long as they can hook a line up to the federal budget and unload, folks, this country is going to break apart. It's going to break apart. And maybe it needs to, because this can't continue.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Finally, there's justice in one of these. Love to see this. This is just a pet peeve of mine. Dog owner indicted for murder. Lee had this earlier in the show. 73-year-old man, Michael Bodenheimer, retires from Duke Energy. Looking forward to spending time with the kids. Wants to live out in the country. I get it. He didn't last long. Steps outside in, you know, his yard in his rural home near Thomasville. It's Davidson County. Up in North Carolina. About 70 miles from Charlotte. Can you imagine dying like this? Mauled to death in his own yard by a pack of dogs. Care to guess what breed? Do I even have to tell you? It's always the same story. I'll get to that in a minute. Well, that happened November 18th outside his home near Thomasville, Davidson County. Here's the shocking thing. Listen to this. Lab tests confirm 17 dogs were involved. Owned by Elena Bryant, who lives a half a mile from his home, and who regularly let her monstrous pack roam free. It had been a problem in the neighborhood. 17 pit bulls or pit bull mixes. Just running free. 17. They regularly get out. Folks, a pit bull is bred for power. I know I'm going to get a text from anybody who owns a pit bull and they're wonderful. I have people in my family who own them. They're great. I get it. But here's the thing. A pit bull is bred for strength and power in the fighting ring. I know it's what you make of it when you raise it. Here's the problem. If you're buying or owning a dog that is that powerful, you best keep it disciplined, and if you can't, keep it locked away. You have an extra responsibility when you're buying a big, powerful breed like that. When I say big, some of them aren't that big, but they're still incredibly powerful. They're strong. They do a lot of damage. They ripped this man to pieces. It was a horrific scene. It took them hours to round this pack up. And I had to put them all down, obviously. They did DNA tests that confirmed all 17. All 17 involved in this. She had a history of neglect and letting them run wild. Elena Bryant. Now, here's the good news. She's 56. She looks 76. The owner of the canines was determined through the investigation to have been grossly negligent in the care and control of the animals. Yeah, just let them run wild. I like to see my pits in my yard. They look good there. They're yard ornaments. I'm absolutely thrilled that she has been indicted for murder. Good. Good. 17 pit bull or pit bull mixes running wild in the neighborhood. And folks, every neighborhood has one of these. Maybe not 17. That's a bit extreme. My neighborhood has one of these. Dogs that are large enough to do damage, just let to roam. It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. You don't get to let big dogs roam and let other people deal with them. But I mean, I've seen it in my own neighborhood. We have two dogs that regularly roam. They're huge. And they like to bother other people's dogs when they're trying to walk their dogs. It's incredibly rude. And it's not fair. An autopsy on Bodenheimer confirmed he died as a result of mauling from the canines. So look, if your plan for your dog is I'm going to tie it up, guess what you're doing? Dogs are social animals. Your dog will not be part of your family pack and it will not be socialized if your plan is a pit bull looks good in my yard, I'll tie it up there. It's not going to intimidate anybody that's tied up. You let it loose, it's going to hurt somebody. If you do not socialize your animal and discipline your animal and you keep it around other animals or worse, you let it roam. And I mean, I know I did animal rescue for years. That's dangerous. It will revert to pack behavior. That is a survival instinct. That is not even that dog's fault. It's what it does. Your plan cannot be, I'm going to get a big, powerful breed. I'll look cool on social media with it sitting next to me, but I don't want to spend any time with it. It's going to revert. That's what it does, especially if you put it in what it sees as a pack. It's going to begin to look at human beings as outside the pack, and that's exactly what happened here. They're very territorial. Wolf pack defends its territory, absolutely. Why? That's food. That's survival. That is what is hardwired into them. I'm not going to give it out, whatever. If you want a yard ornament, get a teacup poodle. So at least it won't hurt anybody when you let it roam free. Shit, people are so stupid. Anyway, I'm thrilled they're indicting her for murder. I hope she spends the rest of her life in prison. And she can think long and hard about how selfish she is. Okay. Moving on to the next thing here. Texter writes, spread the hate, brown hate. He doesn't want me to talk about, this texter doesn't want me to talk about the $9 billion stolen just in Minnesota by the Democrats, who intimidated state workers to silence them, starting in 2018 over the fraud. Folks, this is $9 billion, at least. They think it may be even more since just 2018. Yes, they write TART. Maybe they meant Terra. I don't know. Yes, Tert, spread that brown heat. Stir that Middle Eastern heat up. Your donors are supposed. First of all, I don't have donors. Although I wouldn't mind having donors. Who silenced the state workers? Who did that? The ones who tried to stop this fraud years ago? That'd be a white dude, Tim Walz. See, there's your problem. Whose attorneys said to the New York Times, it's like they wanted us to steal the money. That would be the Somali fraudsters. So your only response, typical Democrat, stop talking about it. Bound people are involved. Why? So they can steal another $9 billion with the help of white Democrat leadership? No, I'm not going to stop talking about it. You can listen to another show if you don't want to hear somebody talk about it. That's outrageous. It is just, it's absolutely outrageous. And folks, Trump knew, and I was wondering what he was talking about when he was saying in his speech, he was referring to looting, and I about fell off my seat because that is the exact word I have been using for over 4 years now to describe what the Democrats do when they get in power. It's not just theft. It's not just fraud. It's looting. And he used the word loot. And I was so glad to see that. I was so glad to see that. Because that is, and Trump must have known about this. They're looting. They are looting. We have to stop that. We cannot put up with this anymore. And that's, he's absolutely right. I'm trying to find it because it was so good. And I have it pulled up here and now I can't find it. All right. Well, anyway, it was great. It was from the speech. Yes. Here it is. I'll just play the first few seconds of it because that's where he does it. Oh, darn. I'm trying to get this to work. Yeah, it's not working anymore. All right. I'll play it when I come back. Texter writes. Excuse me. Had a problem with my neighbor's pit bull. Told them I eat pit bulls on Friday night. Haven't had no more problems with that dog. That is a colorful listener. I'd like to meet you someday. Not on a Friday night, though. Okay. Shootings at Brown University, MIT cracked by the police? No. By a homeless hero who is now entitled to a $50,000 reward. The tipster, known as John, was key to police eventually identifying Claudio Neves Volante. By the way, if you're just tuning in, getting started with your day, they've got the Brown University shooter who is also the MIT professor murderer. Something they said was not possible in the beginning of the week, but is now the case. He blew this case right open, Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Narana said as he praised the tipster. Until John's tip came through, investigators have been scrambling to ID the gunman who killed two Brown students and then gunned down a Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor 2 days later. See, this was my fear, is they didn't catch him right away. I was afraid he'd kill someone else, and it turns out he did. I've been saying that all week. It wasn't immediately clear if John, whose image was initially put out by police as someone they wanted to speak to, would receive the hefty reward on offer, but Ted Docks, special agent in charge of the FBI, said he should be eligible. John's first tip came to light when he started posting on Reddit that he recognized the images of the perp that had been blasted out by authorities in the wake of Saturday's bloodshed. "I'm being dead serious," he wrote on Reddit. "The police need to look into a gray Nissan with Florida plates. Plates, possibly a rental. I know because he used his key fob to open the car, approach it, and then something prompted him to back away," he said. "When he backed away, he relocked the car. I found that odd. So when he circled the block, I approached the car, and that is when I saw the Florida plates. Up till that point, authorities had zero details on a vehicle possibly tied to the shooter." Folks, this thing is so bizarre. We need more answers than this. And I have a feeling we're going to have to get them from internet sleuths and not the police. Now, think about this. Goes to MIT, kills a guy they believe he knew. They both went to school at the same, like the same physics part of the same university in Portugal, where they're both from. Him and this professor, right? But that's like 20 years ago, almost 25 years ago. He attended Brown University before dropping out in the physics department and would have studied in the same building where he killed two students and wounded seven others almost 25 years ago. He hadn't been there since 2003 as a student. I mean, I don't know. I guess he could have wandered on campus. He doesn't have a connection, any recent that we know of, recent connections to the place. And then just shows up, goes into the building where, yes, he would have attended classes, and opens fire. Weird. And yet, seems to know what route to take to avoid cameras, which we still don't know if they were taken down out of political correctness or to comply with sanctuary city laws, as the local reporter claimed. The local NPR, Latino NPR reporter. We'll see if that's true. That's going to be, because this isn't over yet. Now, here's where this gets weird. When I describe those two things, he's basically going on a trek back through his own history, doing a shooting at a university he hasn't attended since 2003, killing a guy that he went to school with over 20 years ago. That seems like he snapped, right? Like he just cracked or something. But he didn't. He meticulously planned this out. He used an app to cover up the tracks for his cell phone and also used a European SIM card so it wouldn't ping off the local cell phone towers. That's why they couldn't track him. Changed the license plate out so he was hard to find. So this was well thought out, which means the targets were too. And that's what's so weird. The vice president of the College of Republicans and a guy with a Muslim name are the ones who died? And an MIT professor? Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.